This is side two of the fifth reel. We've just completed page 90 of the first item. We've just completed the first item. We're on the second item now.
Give yourself a little light, turn over your shoulder, it'll help you sound more there.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Now, you mentioned we're talking about the graveyard and being spooked. What do people think when they see at night that frightens them? They're all in white. What do they call them?
Ghost.
Any other terms? Or a place where these ghosts might live in, what would you call that? A structure that they live in?
Haunted house.
Right. And then someone might say, better put on a sweater, it's getting blank chilly.
Quite chilly?
Uh-huh. Or if
very it's... chilly?
Yeah, or if it isn't of any degrees at all, it's just getting...
cold?
Mm-hmm. Or if just a little bit, you might say it's getting blank chilly.
A little chilly?
And if you say, I'll be going, if you insist, but I, or if you have a choice, you might say, I'd blank do this than that.
I'd rather do this than that.
And then if you don't want it, you'd say, I'd blank do this and that. If you don't want it, you just say,
I refuse to do this.
Yeah, and using that word rather, you'd say, I'd blank do this and that.
I won't do this or that.
Yeah, or using the word rather, you would say,
I'd rather not do this or that.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? Like, what would you say to, you know, an old friend and you'd see him for some time, what would your first reaction be? Or how would you express your feelings about seeing them?
I was just thinking of just exactly what I would do, or I have done many times. I'm so glad to see you. I'd shake hands. Sometimes I'd hug them, girls or boys.
That's good. And then you might say, he owns 500 acres. How much land would that be?
Almost a section, mm-hmm. 640 acres in a section.
And then you say, that's a blank of land.
It's a lot of land. It's a forest. You can have a 500 acre forest.
You ever use the word right smart?
Yes, occasionally. I wouldn't use it very much, but I've heard it used quite a bit. Yeah, I'm quite smart.
Can you give any examples?
Let's see. Yeah, well, how are the fish biting down in Palisade Creek? Right smart.
Mm-hmm.
And
would you say that's a right smart of pain, or right smart of money, or of trouble, or good luck, or bad luck?
Let's see, you'd say, yes, yeah, right smart money, you could say that. He has how many cattle does he have? That's putting the not very practical, but they use right smart. That's a rather common phrase.